Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, February 25th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Of course, the big story worldwide is Putin's invasion of Ukraine, which is having unintended consequences across the board. And we will get into that in the second segment of the update today. We will get into the micro of this invasion and how it is playing out. Other news. The National Guard deploys to protect the Capitol. Sarah Palin wants a new trial against the New York Times. Politics having an adverse effect on physical health. And U.S. citizens are addicted to their telephones. We all knew that. The Department of Defense sending 700 members of the National Guard to protect Washington, D.C. during President Biden's State of the Union. The troops will create 25 checkpoints to stop Freedom Truckers from blocking commerce in D.C. The FBI believes up to 10,000 protesters could descend on Washington before the State of the Union speech on March 1st. Sarah Palin seeking another trial against the New York Times, which clearly defamed Ms. Palin. Whether she gets it or not, I have no idea. A new study from the University of Nebraska shows a link between a person's political activity and physical health. 4 in 10 American adults cite politics as a major source of stress in their daily lives. A quarter say 24-hour news coverage causes headaches. Well, that's true. And 5% say they get suicidal thoughts after watching TV news. Well, they must be looking at, no, I'm not going to say it, but you know what I'm thinking. A survey published by One Poll says 6 in 10 Americans cannot go a full day without their smartphones. 1 in 5 suffer panic from a low battery. Those stats are even worse for young people. The poll says Americans would rather lose their car keys, credit cards, even wedding rings, than lose their electronic devices. On average, the typical person checks his or her phone 29 times a day. In a moment, update listeners have lots of questions about Putin, Biden, and Ukraine. Right back with it.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. We'll go to Ronnie in Durham, North Carolina. O'Reilly, being a simple man like you, I don't understand your comment on energy independence. Okay, so Putin believes that he can run roughshod over Europe because he's selling oil to the Europeans. We in the United States have enough oil to ship to Europe so they can boycott Putin. But Biden will not harvest the fossil fuels because of climate change. That has to change. Forrest in Minneapolis. Is the situation really 100% Putin's fault? Don't get me wrong, he's a bad guy, but doesn't some responsibility fall on Biden and his weakness for not being able to contain Putin? All right, you can make that theoretical argument, but it diverts away from the villainy of Vladimir Putin. He is killing innocent people for no reason. So rather than undermine Biden, who has to lead the economic sanctions against Putin, remember, Biden is the president, okay? He's got to rally all the nations in the world against Putin. So undermining him at this point does not seem to be a smart strategy to me, although I will cede he is a very weak president. Ron in Lombard, Illinois. Bill, can you shed some light on why Putin wants to invade Ukraine? Because he wants to put back the old Soviet Union and become a world power again. All right, Russia is a weak economy. It doesn't have much influence. China and the USA are the two world powers. Putin wants to reinstitute Russian power by conquering other countries. It's insane. Vicky, Ponte Vedra, Florida. Will Ukraine bomb Russia back? They are not capable of that. What the Ukrainians will do is fight on the ground to some extent, but then when Russia solidifies its power within Ukraine, as it will, I think there'll be a guerrilla war, like what the Afghans did to the Soviet Union when the Soviets invaded that country. You'll remember that. The Soviets ultimately had to pull out. So I foresee a guerrilla war in Ukraine. Ashley, Murrells Inlet, South Carolina. Why isn't Ukraine a part of NATO? Because the current government in Kyiv doesn't want to be. So it wanted to remain, quote, non-aligned, unquote. That is the Ukrainian government position. It didn't apply to NATO. And now we are seeing what that has wrought, because if Ukraine was a member of NATO, then it'd be a shooting war, unfortunately. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The USA routinely ranks as the most generous country on earth. Before the pandemic, Americans donated more than $420 billion every year to charity. And that figure is growing in the USA. We are amazingly generous here. Now, according to the U.S. Labor Bureau, there are roughly 1.5 million nonprofit organizations based in America. While the majority operate on an annual budget around $1 million, the biggest charities take in billions. Here is a look at the USA's top charities ranked by Charity Navigator, the largest nonprofit evaluator in the USA. First up, United Way Worldwide. This group takes in about $4 billion in donations each year. They spend the money on dozens of causes, including new schools in the Middle East, job training in Ohio, delivering mosquito nets to South Africa, on and on. Charity Navigator gives United Way a near-perfect rating, 96%. Even wealthy nations like the USA struggle with hunger, 15% of Americans have a hard time securing food, studies show. The charity Feeding America spends $3 billion a year to support 200 food banks in all 50 states. Next, St. Jude Children's Hospital. You've seen the commercials. They're all over cable. $3 billion in donations each year. The hospital works round the clock every day to cure childhood cancer. They help 15,000 patients annually. The families pay nothing for the life-saving treatments. Finally, the Salvation Army spends $5 billion in 130 countries every year. The Salvation Army is actually a Protestant church with more than 2 million members. They've been ringing those Christmas bells since 1881. It is the longest charity campaign in history. And here's something else you might not know. During the pandemic, fewer Americans gave to charity than at any time in the past 40 years. Biggest factors for the decrease, sketchy employment, rising inflation, and the decline of organized religion. Back after this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.